even though the SBA loan is a 25-year loan and you can keep it that whole time, I don't think it's the best long-term product. Once your business is stabilized and cash flowing, you have several years of tax returns to show that you're profitable, then I would consider going back to a local commercial lender and saying, hey, what can you offer me? I want to pay off this SBA loan. I want to get some long-term stabilized debt on there. And you may have the option to pull money out on that type of deal. I have a better option than the Dinky RAL. Let me show you how to create a luxury new construction mansion of an assisted living. When I started out in assisted living, nobody had a roadmap for how to build and operate a luxury assisted living. I'm here to document my journey as I grow my business and provide you tips and strategies for you to succeed. Welcome back to Assisted Living Investing with me, your host, Brett Schottkavis, and I build and operate assisted living mansions here in Georgetown, Texas. I've used this niche in order to create financial freedom and time freedom for myself and my family. So I have been successful in this by what we're going to talk about today. It's because of the funding. The funding has allowed me to do these bigger deals that have been life-changing. And ultimately, I'll talk today about a couple different ways. Should you go SBA financing? Should you use commercial lending? I've used both of these type of loans in order to get my deals done. So this has allowed me to do seven-figure deals and eight-figure deals, and you can do these deals and have the banks lend the majority of the funds for you. So let's talk through some pros and cons. Which one is better, SBA financing or commercial lending to get your assisted living? And really, I don't think there is one product that is the best all the time. You should always do this. It will depend on your type of deal. And then from there, it'll depend perhaps like which one is better to refinance later, because there's pros and there's cons to both of these things. And there's not a one size fits all option. So let's break this down. What's the biggest difference? As I am looking to do a new deal here and I'm potentially looking at different banks, what am I considering and why am I considering it? The biggest difference that I see is leverage. It's the amount of the loan that you can get. If you're talking commercial financing, mostly they're talking 20, 30% down. That's what you need for a down payment. They're going to lend you the remaining 70 or 80%. Versus on the other side, SBA. SBA lends on the business and the real estate. So we'll unpack what that means, but ultimately SBA will lend you more money. They can lend up to 90% of the whole deal, meaning that you only have to come up with 10%. And that's not just 10% of the land and the real estate, that's 10% of the working capital, of the funds you need for business, the interest reserves, the FF&E, right? So there's a lot more leverage there you can have. Now, there are pros and cons to that, right? The pro is obviously you are going to borrow more money. You now need a lower amount for a down payment. And really, that means one of two things to me is I have to put less money out of my own bank account, which is great. I'll have more money as a backup plan, as a safety net. Or the second part of this is I have to raise less money from investor partners. And if I am going to be trading equity in my business for capital, then ultimately there's less equity that I have to give away. I may not have to give away any equity. I may be able to own this 100% myself if I have a couple hundred grand in the bank that I can put down, right? Instead of potentially needing an extra maybe $500,000 if I was going to go the route of commercial, because ultimately they're not going to lend all of the soft costs, the working capital that we're going to need for the business side of this. So the hugest advantage to SBA over commercial lending is the leverage. They're going to lend you more money. Now that is also a disadvantage because you don't want to put yourself in a bad position. You don't want to over leverage. So I think what is important as you're considering the amount of leverage that you can carry is your deal structure. That's why I only will do a luxury 16. When I can make 500 grand a year and I'm building at less than 50% of future value, I am protecting myself from over leveraging, because it's really not about the loan amount. It's what's the loan amount versus the appraisal amount. What am I building? Right? If I can build with equity into this deal, then it makes me safer. So I don't think that you should over leverage if you're doing a small little deal. If you have a 6-bed or an 8-bed, or you're potentially buying an existing facility and paying full price, I would not over leverage in those situations because it's going to be tight on your cash flow and you don't have a huge safety net built in. All right, so I mentioned that there's a difference in what the bank will lend you depending on the different loan programs. So let's unpack that a smidge. If we're talking about this commercial loan, right, this type of loan program, they're really just lending on real property, which is the land and the building. You're going to have an appraisal done on your future project, right? It could be new construction. You could be buying an existing facility that already is licensed. Either way, you're going to get an appraisal done. What is the value of this? And then they're going to lend a percentage of that appraisal value, right? That's just on real property. That is not on the business because ultimately they are lending just against real property, not on business. Where SBA, they will lend on both. They will lend on the real property and they will lend against the business. That's why there's this advantage of the Small Business Administration, right? That's what they do. So with the SBA, they're going to lend on the real property, the land, the business, but they will also lend higher amounts on that. They'll lend 80, 90% on the real property, the land and the building. But in addition to that, they will lend that same amount, right? The 80, 90% on the business side. So there's a lot of things that you will need capital for on the business side. So let's go through a couple of these things because I think this is the biggest advantage of deciding to use SBA is all of this other capital here. So there's working capital, right? There is interest reserve. So while you are building or while you are stabilizing, you have to pay interest on your loan, right? That whole time you can borrow those funds. And then there's lease up reserves. If you are not buying an existing facility that's full of grandmas and you have to fill up your facility, you know what? There's several months where you are not making a profit yet, where you can again have this lease up reserve category that you've anticipated and borrowed additional funds for that. So you are paying those interests based on this money that you borrowed, right? You still have a negative cash flow situation. There's all your FF&E, your furniture, your fixtures, your equipment, all of these things, appliances, there's decor, beds and sheets and all sorts of stuff that you're going to put in there, right? So many different things, which may be $100,000 or so per building, right? All of that capital you can also borrow. So if you're going to build new construction and it's going to take 9 months for construction, plus you got to lease up, get your license, get your grandmas in there in full, it may be 12, 18 months where you are not profitable yet, right? That is a big amount of interest payments, especially if you're building a big new construction luxury mansion. So honestly, it may be 500 grand or more in this category of working capital, of business needs as far as finances. That's a lot of additional funds if you had to come up with that in cash and have that sitting in your bank account. If you went the way of commercial, you would still need 20 to 30% down plus potentially all of these funds we talked about. I mean, it can literally be 3 or 4 times the amount of funds that you would need if you went commercial versus SBA. So I think that is the biggest difference between the two of why you would potentially and why I have chosen to go SBA on my new construction mansions. A lot of the other terms are pretty similar. The interest rates can be pretty similar. You know, for SBA, it's usually prime plus a certain number that can be very similar with the commercial loans. Some of them can be variable. Some of them can be fixed. Again, that's kind of back and forth. And you can find different options there. With the length of the loan, the term on this, SBA is a 25-year fully amortized loan, right? So that may be a little shorter if you go to commercial lenders. There may have a 30-year product, which ultimately means your monthly payment is lower. And that's an advantage on that side. The other thing that stands out to me as a difference when you're looking at SBA is they have a 3-year prepayment penalty. That is part of the SBA program. You can't negotiate that out, right? So it's 3 years, 2 years and 1 year with a certain amount of prepayment penalty to stay in the program. And then I see the biggest negative advantage on the SBA side is the fees. SBA has an SBA guarantee fee, right? And it's roughly about 2.5% of the loan amount. And it's on a sliding scale there, so it's not a fixed amount there. But it can get pretty expensive. It maxes at $138,000, and I'm paying that amount for my deal. But ultimately, if you were going to go the commercial route, it may be a 1% origination fee plus the normal fees you may have, right? So your actual fees going SBA may be 2 to 3 times as high on that. Now, they're not going to also charge an origination fee, but that SBA guarantee fee is several times higher than what a bank's normal 1% origination fee. And then you're still going to have to pay appraisal fees on both sides. That's probably in the $7,000 to $10,000 range. Title reports, legal fees, all of those other things in there, again, will be on both sides of these options. So if you're hearing this and you think, man, SBA sounds perfect, like I should definitely do that. There are situations where you probably may not want to do that. For me, I chose not to go SBA on another circumstance. I had an existing building. I had a lot of equity in the product, right? It had appreciated over time. It was stable. It was already running. I did not need all of those working capital funds. So when I refinanced my building out, I went to a commercial product. The rates were more competitive. The terms were more competitive. It was a fixed rate and it was a great long-term loan. I think that the commercial side does have a better product for a stabilized long-term loan, where on the SBA side, you're going to pay more fees, you're going to have more leverage, but it may be a great opportunity to get your first deal going on the SBA side. You need less capital to come in. You can do a better deal because ultimately the bank will finance the majority of that. Now, that is not a long-term forever loan, in my opinion. Even though the SBA loan is a 25-year loan and you can keep it that whole time, I don't think it's the best long-term product. Once you have gotten past the prepayment penalty, once you've built equity in your business, once your business is stabilized and cash flowing, you have several years of tax returns to show that you're profitable, then I would consider going back to a local commercial lender and saying, hey, what can you offer me? I want to pay off this SBA loan. I want to get some long-term stabilized debt on there. And you may have the option to pull money out on that type of deal. And you may have enough equity in this deal to, one, pay off your first SBA loan so they're completely out of the picture. And then second, to have additional funds where you may be able to pay off or buy out some of the partners that you raised money on, right? It may be a play where you can pull that equity out and now take a higher position or have 100% ownership because you bought out or you paid off your existing lenders. So ultimately, there is not one option that is better than the other. I will continue to use both options as I grow and scale my business. I'm using SBA for my new project now, which we're building out our neighborhood of mansions. And then I'm going to fast forward 3 years in the future, and I'm going to go back to my local commercial lender. I'm going to refinance that out. I'm going to pay off that SBA loan. I don't want it for my forever loan. I'm not going to have it for 25 years. I'm going to go back and get a better product that's going to give me more favorable terms and I'll have less leverage. So if you want to learn more about funding and how to work with banks, check out our monthly series where we do live workshops. Every single month, we do a live workshop and we talk specifically through funding, working with the bank, raising money. Go to palm.university at the top, hit the free training, and there is a drop-down link where you can see what day and time is our next free workshop. I can't wait to see you there.